She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And yes, Shelley Goldberg is back as per usual on Thursdays. And Shelley was also with us last night at the reopening of David Burke Tavern. We used to be Tavern 62. And Shelley, it's good to have you. It's good to see you last night in person.
Oh, thank you. That was a blast. What a wonderful time.
Well, I don't think I'd ever been to Tavern 62 when it was Tavern 62, but I had always heard about how nice the space was and everything else. And so to get there last night and to see the new, the new decor and the all the food that was just phenomenal. And, of course, Chef puts on such a great event, and it was a lot of fun, and you had a lot to do with making that happen. So thank you to Chef, thank you for the crew at David Burke Tavern. And friends, if you haven't been there, you got to go. Did you try the steak last night, by the way?
I did. It was phenomenal.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy good. They brought these little tiny fillets that they couldn't have been more than like maybe 2 or 3 ounces, but they were on the bone. And it's raining in my mouth remembering it now, so I'm going to stop. But anyway, Shelley, welcome back. We're talking about kids. We're talking about, we're getting into those holidays now. In fact, today I was thinking about, where are we going to be at Thanksgiving? Where are we going to be for Christmas? Where are we going to be for New Year's? And so we've got some things coming up, and you've got tips for us today.
Yes, I was thinking about travel, too. I was traveling with kids, traveling with our pets, and I thought, you know what? Let me just quickly jot down some things to remember that might help parents and grandparents, your listeners. So here are some tips. We'll start with the kids. If you can possibly do it, Kevin, it's always a great thing to do a dry run. Bring your kids, if they've never been there, to the train station, to the airport. Acclimate them to the whole environment so it's not overwhelming when you finally begin the trip. So, again, if you have time, a practice run always helps. Play pilot in the house with your little ones, especially, the toddlers. Let them get actually do role play so they have some sense in your apartment, in your house, of what actually happens when you travel. The more they know, the calmer they'll be, the calmer you'll be as a parent. So far, so good. Does this all sound
familiar? I think that last one is really good, the more they know, because you're right. It is all about what is familiar to them. And, an airport is a big, scary place. We forget as grown-ups because we're kind of tall. But they're down there, little tiny people, and they're looking up, and everything is big around them.
Correct. And by the way, if you make a list of everything that could possibly go wrong, sit there, when you have some time, mom and dad, and then ask yourself, what would I do? Then at least you've thought it through, so should it happen, you're not panicking. You've already thought ahead.
Good
I'll
stuff.
Do this, I'll do that. All right. When it comes to taking things, I always think that a great way to look at this is you should take things that are familiar, old, and new. So to bring that, that favorite blanket, that favorite stuffed animal, the favorite book, yes, yes, and yes. But it also works wonders if you bring a brand new book. Brand new toys, things they've never seen before. Think Christmas, because that will also get their attention and keep them busy.
Sure.
And by the way, another thing that no one ever thinks of, but it can ruin a trip, is sometimes the headphones that they give you, especially when you're on a plane, they're not always the most comfortable. They don't stay in your child's ears.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to keep the sound, private. You can hear their music. You can hear the movies that they're listening to. So mom and dad, shop around a little bit and really invest the money and the time in some great, earphones, which is something you know all about, the broadcast, all about.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right?
I'm very picky about the earbuds, yes.
Yeah, there you go. And it's something we all don't think about, but that can absolutely ruin the trip, All right. Now, when it comes to animals, I was talking to Elizabeth Schutte, and she's the director of the Ark at JFK.
Oh, I love that place. That is one of the coolest ideas that's ever been invented.
I agree with you. I don't know why they didn't think about it 20 years ago, but it's a wonderful animal reception facility, and it's located right at JFK in the cargo area. I think they have about 14 acres, and that's where pets can stay pre- and post-travel. There's a veterinary staff. There's music. It's great. So I was talking to her, and her tips were to check before you travel, because there are certain breeds, I didn't know this, if there's restrictions on certain breeds, whether it be a cat or a dog, on certain airlines. So do your research, because whether it's animal cargo or in cabin, certain breeds they might not take. So double check. Register, microchip your pets in advance. Make sure all the information is on a tag attached to the collar. Bring a photo of your pet, veterinary papers. Try and stay calm around your pet so they don't sense your stress. And I love this one. Bring a familiar blanket or shirt that smells like you, that smells like heaven. And put it in the crate so that you're de-stressing, you know, your favorite friend, your pet, your favorite friend. And try and take a nonstop flight. That goes without saying.
Sure.
And, you know, and avoid those really, really tough days right before travel. So are you going anywhere marvelous and wonderful for Thanksgiving? Are you getting on
plane? No, I don't. I think Thanksgiving we're going to pretty much be near the house. Though Mr. Morano, our friend from the morning show at AM 970 here in New York, Mr. Piscopo, Mr. Morano is trying to talk us into attending his New Year's Eve party this year in Atlantic City.
I heard that it's quite spectacular. And, Kevin, if you go, I might go too.
that's
a legend. He's a legend. Is this one in some gambling casino?
Well, he was saying that he's thinking about the Ocean Resort this year, which my family did a short vacation to this last summer, and it was amazing. And what I loved about it was if you didn't want the kids near the casino, you didn't have to have them near it, because it was separated in a nice way where the casino was kind of all self-contained, and then all the hotel amenities were up and around other areas. So anyway, well, we'll see what that turns into, but nothing too big. We're not flying anywhere or doing anything like that. But this is all really helpful. And friends, listen to it again on the podcast, which is always available at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. And get all of Shelley's Parenting Express visits with us, because we have them there for you. They're designed to help you every single day. Shelley Goldberg, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Happy holidays.
And a big thanks to the ARC and to Chef David Burke as well. It's great stuff all the way around. Kevin McCullough, final thoughts next.